Okay, so have you ever thought about becoming a life coach?
Yeah.
Like, picture this.
Yeah.
You're on your own personal growth journey, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, hey, maybe I could actually help others and become a life coach.
Right.
But then that little voice of self-doubt starts to creep in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You start thinking, hold on a sec, my life isn't exactly perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Can I really guide others if I'm still figuring things out myself?
Yeah.
It's a common concern.
For sure.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today, like really unpacking this whole thing.
Okay, interesting.
We're going to be using this super insightful blog post we found to just totally debunk this myth of the perfect life coach.
Yeah, because I think it's important to acknowledge that that's a really, really common concern that
Right.
people have. And it actually brings up a really crucial point, which is that being a life coach, it's not about, reaching some ultimate destination of perfection.
Right.
It's more about you being on your own path of growth.
Yeah.
You're constantly learning and evolving. It's more about the journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I guess what you're saying is that instead of trying to hide our imperfections or what we see as flaws, we should actually be embracing them.
Yeah.
That's almost counterintuitive when you think about it, because traditionally, when you think of a mentor or guide, you think someone who has it all figured out.
It does, right.
So how does that work?
Yeah. It might seem kind of counterintuitive,
Yeah.
but think about it this way. When you're looking for someone to learn from or to be guided by, who do you find more relatable?
Okay.
Is it someone who pretends to have it all figured out? Or is it someone who's open about their struggles,
Right.
about how they overcame their own obstacles?
Yeah, it's definitely someone who is more open about their own experiences because it just makes them seem more human, more approachable.
Exactly, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah. Clients, they connect with coaches who are relatable. And when you, as a coach, are vulnerable and you share those experiences, it really creates a space of trust and safety.
That makes sense. Which is so essential for your clients to then open up and actually do the work they need to do.
So you know how this blog post we're looking at specifically mentioned sharing experiences as a coach? Do you think there's like a line between being relatable and then oversharing?
Right.
How much is too much?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And yeah, there's definitely a balance to strike.
Yeah.
It's not about just dumping all your problems on the client.
Right. Yeah.
It's about using your experiences in a way that supports their own growth and exploration.
Okay.
So, for example, like let's say you have a client who is really struggling with procrastination.
Okay.
And, maybe in the past you struggled with that too and you
Yeah.
were able to overcome it.
Right.
Sharing your journey and like the strategies you developed could be incredibly valuable to them
Right.
because it shows them that change is possible and it gives them a framework for their own transformation.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's about turning our so-called imperfections into tools to help others.
Yeah, exactly.
So where does self-compassion fit into all of this? Because I feel like that's also a big part of the picture.
Absolutely. Self-compassion is so crucial for both the coach and the client because remember, as a coach, you're on your own journey too.
Right.
You're going to make mistakes, you're going to face challenges,
For sure.
and that's totally okay.
Right.
Having a growth mindset, that belief that you can always learn and evolve,
Yeah.
coupled with self-compassion, really helps us see those moments not as failures, but as opportunities for growth.
Yeah.
And when you model that for your clients, you're really empowering them to do the same.
So to bring it all back to our listener who might be thinking about becoming a life coach, you don't need a perfect life to be a life coach.
Nope.
In fact, it's your imperfections and how you handle them
Yeah.
that make you relatable and effective.
Exactly. And that actually brings up a really interesting question that I think would be good for our listeners to think about. How can embracing your imperfections actually empower you to help others on their journey?
Yeah.
What unique wisdom and insights can you offer from your own experiences?
That's something to think about.
It is.
All right, well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And to all of our listeners out there, keep on learning, keep on growing, and embrace those beautiful imperfections.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time.
See you later.